Okay, today is Daf Kuf Yozayin. We're in the Mishnah on Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. So the Mishnah is going to bring another machlokas from Beit Shammai Beis Hillel regarding what a woman is believed when she says Meis Baili. And again, Beit Shammai would be machlokas, and Beis Hillel is Beit Shammai is going to argue, and Beis Hillel is going to end up agreeing to Beit Shammai. So Beit Shammai Omrim. Beit Shammai say that you have a woman who comes and she says Meis Baili. So she is believed regarding two things. The question is, how much do we believe her? Is she is she believed completely, or do we just act in accordance with her testimony, meaning we let her get married? But so she says Tinasa, she get married, and not only that, Vesitol Ksuvasa, she can also take her Ksuva. As if she's an Amano, we say she can get her Ksuva, because we take the Amanos all the way into Mamanos as well. Basil Omrim, Basil says no, we just act in accordance with her. With her testimony, we don't necessarily believe her because Tinase v'lo titol ksuba, so she cannot take claim her ksuba.
What do you mean? Tinase is
she gets married.
That's chayav misa.
So Gemara says, so Amr Lehem Beishamai says to Beis Hillel, he tartem ever chamura, you are not permitting her to get married, which could potentially be a violation of Aces Ish, the low Nati Mamon Akal, we're not going to be matir a lower level, which is just Mamonos. Well, it's not really true that it's Mamonos here. These are not really clear Dine Mamonos. This is Ishus. Mamonos, it is a Mamonos portion of Ishus, but it's not Mamonos, because if it was Mamonos, then even Beishamai, everyone would say two Adim. Beis Hillel has your argument to Beis Hillel. I think Beis Hillel would agree, would say, listen, we are not, because they say Daiko Mincibo, we're letting her take the chance. It's not like we're saying that it's a total and a monos across the board. You want to get married, but we're not gonna have it impact somebody else and say you can take money off the Yorshim. You didn't really bring a Raya. You didn't bring a riot to take it out. So I'm going so that, but Beis Shammai says, no, what you're saying, Marcel, listen, you believe her across the board. You're believing her for, like, get married for Ashes Ish. You got to believe her to take the money. So I'm going Beis Hillel says, no, I'll prove to you that we have these cases where even so you don't take the Nemonos across to a Mamonos case. I'm going Beis Hillel, Matzino, even though we believe her Gabi Erva, we'll find another case where even you agree that we don't believe regarding Mamonos, because she'ein ha'achin nichnasin l'nachal alpia. Because the brothers, right, Rashi says, the brothers don't yarshin her. She says the husband dies. Obviously, we're dealing with a case where there are no children. So the brother, or whoever does the Yibum, would be the Yorish. And we say that the brothers does not get the Yerusha. I don't know where the money goes then, but the brothers do not get the Yerusha. Rashi says, "Drachmana amar al pish naim edim ulegabe nisuin dida hu dokeil rabbanan mishumiguna." The only reason why we permit her is because we should be guna hikulu barabbanan. But to say that we have nermanos and that the Yerusha passes on, we say no. It's all from Eretz. I think it's a good question. Like, why are you going to the case of the brothers with Nachla? Just talk about a regular case where the woman's married, they have children. She says my husband dies. We don't pass the Yerusha onto the children. Why are you talking about this the Achin case? Let's talk about the regular case, the stop case of Yerusha. She says maybe the Derech Agav they want to teach her, that the Mishnah wants to teach us Derech Agav that we hold that the Yavam takes steps into the place even by Yerusha. But it's strange why the Mishnah is choosing this case. But nevertheless, you see.
That's an easier case.
Yeah, I know. So nevertheless, you see that even though we believe her Mishimiguna that she can get married, we don't believe her Lagabri the Mamon aspect. So Amalem Beisham, Beisham says, okay, fine, even if you don't want to agree to my Kal V'chomer, Amalem Beisham,
is that the reason because we don't have any aid?
Yeah, so Rashi says, Rachman Amram Pishnai made him. When it came to Nisuin, the Gabi Nisuin, that's an important Rashi. Well, the Gabi Nisuin, the Dar, regarding her getting married, who did Kilu Rabbanu Mishumiguna? There's only the Rabbanu were make it because of Mishumiguna. But you're not going to up, there's no Mishumiguna, the Gabi, the Mammon aspect. So we're not going to believe it. So Amalem Beishamai, so yeah, there's a big Rav Chanan in the Kovitz Horus talks about Pagina Diburo, Pagina Nehmanos, how we can split it up. It's not for now, but it's a good piece. So Amar Lehem Beis Shammai, okay, fine. V'lo misefer ksuba nilma tukosev l'ha. You can look in the ksuba itself. The text of the ksuba itself is going to dictate to us what we're supposed to do in this situation, right? Because it says in the ksuba she'im tinasi la'acher. If you marry somebody else, tlitli masha kosev l'chi. Then you can collect what is written here. What's that? So she married somebody else. So collect what it is. The ksuba itself says once it's almost like it's a condition precedent. Once you get married, then you can get the money. So v'chazu Beis Hillel l'horos k'divrei Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel went back to agree to Beis Shammai. Tosos points out that v'chazu Beis Hillel, it brings down why were they chosen? Were we chosen because of the Kal V'chomer? that we mentioned before, the chos because of Masha Kasa B'Ksuba. Because Masha Kasa B'Ksuba, there is a machlokas in Ksubas as to whether or not we look at the words of the Ksuba to and darshan from there to figure out what the rules are. I mean, Hillel seems to come out on the side that we don't. So if over here they're being chosier because of Masha Kasa B'Ksuba, they have a problem with the Gemara and the Gemara of Ksuba. So Tosa says on the second short line, the Yesh Lomer, the Beis Hillel lo chazru ba hem mitam midras Ksuba. Elamitam Kal V'Chomer. It came back. It was because of Kal V'Chomer. Aye. What about the? What about his pircha? I don't know. But in the end, Beis Hillel holds like Beis Shammai that she's believed across the board. I don't know what the problem. What about the brothers being Yorish? Okay. So we had mentioned way back when on Daf Mem that if a Yava marries the Yavama, he's zochev to the nechasim of his brothers, even though all the brothers have a zechus into the Yerusha, nevertheless, if one of the brothers does Yivum, then he's Yochel Moshim Achim at Yachiv, and he takes all the nechasim. So Amar Rav Chisda Nisyadma, right? If she testifies that her husband dies, right, or there's one age, she testifies that her husband dies, and then she does Yivum. So Nisyadma Yivama Nichnas Lenachla Alpia. The Yavam steps into the brother's place. And he's zochah to the nachla. Rashi says nachla zochah la'achiv k'damer perka cholitz. We're still on daf mem. Hakonah says yivimto zochah b'nechsei aviv. He gets the whole thing. He gets all of it. So heim darshu. So he says, how do we know that? So Gemara says heim darshu midras ksuba. There, the chachamim, meaning Beis Shammai, they were darshing what the words of the ksuba said. So we're going to darshing what the words of the Torah say. Heim darshu midrash ksuba, va'anil nidras midrash Torah, and we're not going to be darshu what the actual words of the Torah say. The Torah says, yakum ashem achiv amarachmana, v'harekam, and he was yakum ashem achiv. So he stands instead in place of his brother, and therefore he gets the nachla. I think the whole reason why they brought that down, because we already saw this in Daf Mem, we just want to give that nice little line that they had over there. But otherwise, there's no chiddush, because that's what we said on Daf Mem.
The nachla and ksuba is the same thing.
When he gets the inheritance, he gets the cash. He gets the estate of the brother.
That is the ksuba.
That's the ksuba, or that's part of
the... He gets everything. Whatever the brother, he gets the real property, the chattel. He takes everything. He takes everything. He's becomes the lien, the estate owner.
That's separate from the ksuba. That's separate from that.
The ksuba is the woman gets it. He becomes responsible for the ksuba now. Okay. Amar Rav Nachman. Okay, we have the following case. Basla Beis Din, she comes to Beis Din and she says as follows, Mace Bailey, my husband died, so therefore he teirunili he nasei, permit me to get married. Matiru nosuli nasei, we say yes, she can get married because this is the case. Ooh, nosin laksubasa, and we give her the ksuba in the end, because based on what? Based Hillel was molded by Shammai, we give her the ksuba. But let's say she comes and says, my husband died, give me the money. So you see where her mindset is. You know, the whole reason why we're believing her is because it's a takanas derabbanan. So Rabbanan can say, listen, if she just comes and says tuni kuzubasi, then we don't give her the ksuba. Va'afli nase ein matirin. We don't even allow her to get married because my taima adai to the ksuba asai. She's got a big ksuba. She wants the money. So maybe she'll do b'dami. She's not being daik. We're going to assume that she's not daik u'minsuba in this case because she's real. All she's concerned about is the money. Rashi says, "Adai to the ksuba asay ubafuke b'monus hadi ba'inan." In order to just take out money, she needs witnesses. She won't believe by herself. Now, let's say she comes and says, "Both, my husband died. Therefore, hatiruni lihi nasei usnuli ksuvasi mahu." Which language holds? Which holds sway? So, do we say kaveh the amar ksuba? Since she asked for the ksuba, I died to the ksuba asai. She has her mindset on the money, and therefore we don't believe her. Oh, Dilma, or maybe when someone comes to court, kol mila the isleli inish amar lebedina. She comes to court. She put all her claims on the table. Right? My husband died, and all my claims are. I should be allowed to get married, allowed to get my ksuba. Not that she's focused on the ksuba, she's just laying off. She's laying out all her claims. So, and the imtim said, I guess we'll read the brackets. That's the gear, so that's in the riff and in the Rambam. The imtim say, Lomar, ko mili the isle the inish amalu vedina. If you say that, yeah, she just comes to lay all her claims on the table. What about the order of the claims? In the case we just said now, she said, let me get married and give me the ksuba, so we're just laying the claims. What if she says, tenuli ksubati, vihitiruni lihinasi maho? Right? And then she says her ksuba first. So maybe now there's more to think that she's really focusing on the money. So, hacha, do we say hacha vadai adaita the ksuba asai? Because she says the ksuba first, is she thinking about the money? O dilma, hoel, the lo yod, the my mishtariye. Or we say she doesn't know what argument's gonna let, gonna convince the rabbis to let her get married. Give me my ksuba, it's time to get married, all these things. She's just letting it on the table. So teiku. In that case, we say teiku, we're not sure what the story is. So I don't know what the meaning is. So it's teiku, therefore what? Teiku, we have a suffix, ish, you probably have to leave it the way it is. Right? But the Rambam.
Or
Aiden. No, you would be able to go forward with her testimony, right? Okay.
Now bring one more person wouldn't help.
Her and another person, there'd still just be Eid Echad. It's still Eid Echad. Okay. Now, we mentioned in the previous Mishnayos and in the Yisra Rabba that a woman is believed, one aid is believed to permit a woman to get married, Mishum Mikunu Kulubay Rabbanon, because Daiko Mitzvah, Milsali Gluye, all the things that came in that the Rabbanon said. Now we're going to give a list of five women who hate her so much that they're willing to say that your husband died, even though he didn't die, in order to mess her up. And who are those five? And they're not believed. And just not believed. Hakol Ne'amon Lehamido, except for Chutz Mechamosa, her mother-in-law. Her mother-in-law's, right? Ubas Chamosa, the mother-in-law's daughter. So that's her, it's her sister-in-law, but it's her sister-in-law, but not from, but only from the mother's side, because then we have Bas Chamosa, we'll see in the Gemara. Vitzarasa, her co-wife. I mean, that's why she's called the co-wife. She just wants to mess her up. The co-wife's willing to mess herself up also. Vitzarasa, because she's saying that the husband died. That means it's on her as well. Vitzarasa. V'yivimta, and the current sister-in-law who would be her co-wife. It's the Yivimta. In that case, it's like, so she's married to Reuven. Rachel's married to Reuven. Leah's married to Shimon. Leah will testify that Reuven died in order to mess up Rachel, so she doesn't, and that will be issues with her Yivama. And the last one is Ubas Baila, which I believe would be her stepdaughter. She's her stepdaughter, Bas Baila, her husband's daughter. All these women would mess her up. So Rashi says, this is Rashi, the Yevimta is Eishas Yevama, the time of the Kulu, all these cases, Mipnesha Sonos Osa, they hate her, Umis Kavenes Likalkala, they want to mess her up. Chamosa Sonasa, her mother-in-law hates her, Sha Omar is Beliba, she says in her heart, Zotokal Ko Yegivyamoli, I work so hard, I gave all my time, my effort, my energy, I made all these things for my son, and now this woman's coming from the street and she's going to enjoy my work. Michain Baschomasa, and the same thing, the daughter of her, of the sister-in-law, who's the daughter of the mother-in-law, Baschomasa, Omer Zotirash Kol Amal Aviv Imi, Vani Edcha, she's gonna, all of the work goes to my brother. And then she lives with my brother. He gets everything. I get nothing. So she hates her. The Yivamta Yira Shema Sofli Yot Sarasa. I don't want this woman to be my co-wife. We mess her up. Okay. Ubas Baila, right, the Tzara that Rashi doesn't explain, because the Tzara is clear. The Bas Baila, the daughter, Zobab Makam Imi V'chalas Kolamal, is my stepmother. She thinks she's replaced my mother, I'll get her. So all these cases, they're not believed if they say that the husband died.
How about the father of
Doesn't list that. Who cares? Father doesn't care.
What?
Father doesn't care. I don't. This is.
She's gonna get old.
Right. This is Tom. She's not gonna get it because if she doesn't Yarshin, right. The children would, or his grandsons will get it. He's fine with his grandsons. No, this Talmudic psychology. We know somebody doesn't. They get along. Doesn't matter. What if we know for a fact that this person hates somebody? That's another question. It's not. It's somebody from the street and they hate her. They didn't invite him to the bat mitzvah. Hates her. So they believe or not. I don't know.
So are they when they come to Bezdin, are they investigating or they accept it and that's it?
I'm not exactly sure. I think they believe her.
The situation was investigated.
Maybe they do whatever investigation they need to do and they believe her, but they don't throw them out just because they're an Eid Echad. And she has to do the investigation also. That's why they believe in her, because Daiko Mitzvah. Because if she Daiko Mitzvah and she gets married and the guy comes back, then she's messed up on both ends.
But this seems pretty.
It's not Jerusha Chakiris, but whatever Beis Din does, they do. And when they ask, when Shnei Edim come, they also ask a few questions. They must ask. So Ma Ben Git Get Lemita. Why is this different from a get? Misa, we don't believe these five women. But if these five women come holding a get for somebody else, we do believe them. That this is the the daughter-in-laws or the tzara's get. Why do we believe them there? Because they're coming with a get. At least there's another. They're not necessarily coming to mess her up. They actually have proof with the get in hand. So it's a little bit of a higher level of namanos. Okay.
Are they saying they're a shlich? Are they saying that they found the get? Like, what are they saying?
Rashi says, "Ma ben get lemita the amr perik beis the gitin af hanashim she'ein ne'emanos lomer beis bailo ne'emanos lahavi gitin vinas hayam shlich lahalacha." They're bringing them to get. V'afagav de'alayu samchinon. Even though we're somech on them because they're coming medinas hayam, they have to say b'fani nechtam. We'll get to that in a couple of sechlas, right? This is in the beginning of gittin. Nevertheless, they have the get here. The get gives us a smach. And it's more believable to say that because the get has been written, sofer has been written a certain way, so it's much harder just to mess somebody up with the get. Okay, so now we listed five. So the Gemara then asks, Ibailu bas chamia mahu. We mentioned the daughter of the mother-in-law. What about the daughter of the father-in-law? Why not? Maybe she wants to mess her up also. The Gemara says, well, it depends. What's the reason why the daughter of the mother-in-law is not believed? So mahu. So taima de bas chamasa, the daughter of the mother-in-law is not believed. Why? Mishum di ika ima de sanile, hi nami sanile. Well, my mother hates her, so I'll hate her too. If that's the reason, right? If that's the reason, then hachal leki ima de sanile. Here, there's no mother for the hatred, right? There's no mother to hate her because it's the daughter of the father-in-law, right? It's not the same. It's only one-sided, a relationship of a half-sibling. Do we say the reason why the daughter of the mother-in-law hates her? Oh, taima de bas chamasa de amra ka'acha legir sana de ima. My sister-in-law is going to be eating all the hard work of my mother. So hachanami kamra achla de gir sana de bein nesai. She's going to say she's also going to be eating all the hard work of my father, so I hate her also. What's the reason why the daughter of the mother-in-law hates this woman, and that's not believed? Is it because she hates her only because her mother hates her? Or does she hate her because she has some monetary stake? If it's because the mother, well, in this case, there's no mother. It's because of the monetary stake. In this case, there is a monetary stake, and she would hate her as well. So therefore, is she included? Do we have to include her and make it number six? So my answer is, well, she's not included. Mishnah says five. Why are you bringing me number six? She says, Tashma, hakol ne'eman in la'ida chutz mechama ishnashim. V'imisa, she's havyon. And if she was part of it, there'd be six. So it says, no, maybe it's only five categories. Right? It's five categories based on the reasoning. Maybe you can say, Dilma, time of the bas chamas. So the reason why the daughter of the mother-in-law is not believed is to ka'ama achal gir sonai de bein nashai. She's eating all the food. She's eating all the produce. So in loshon bas chamas, so loshon bas chamia, it's be the same reason in this case also. Right? So why would you say one, not the other? But it's the same reason. So it's just that category. And they'll be included. And it is really six. So the Gemara says, okay, that answer that. Now the Gemara is going to ask on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says five women are not believed. Now we're going to bring a braisa. It says Hanan Tanan, but the girsa changes this to Tanya, which makes sense because this isn't a Mishnah and it's a braisa. V'ha Hanan Tanan chutz misheva nashin. We have a braisa that says seven women are not believed. So right. So Gemara says Hahi. No, that braisa, that's Rabbi Yehuda. That goes according to Shita Rabbi Yehuda. Stam Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda by Ben Ilah. So this Tanan, the Mishnah, the Tanya, it's really pretty. Rabbi Yehuda Mosif. Rabbi Yehuda adds Af two more women. He adds Ashes Av. The stepmother, Ashes Av, right? That's the stepmother. Ashes Av, Vihakala, and a daughter-in-law. And a daughter-in-law. They also hate this woman. Stepmother. The Ashes Av. We'll see, because the Gemara will explain what his reasoning is. What his reasoning is, why these people hate. All right, so Amrulo, they said to him, well, Ashes Av, right? Ashes Av, Harehi Bichlal Bas Baal. Ashes Av is just a flip case, right? Is this the flip case of the husband's daughter? Is it, right? How does that work? Ashes, just like the husband's daughter can't testify, so too the father's wife won't be testifying. Right? How does that work? It's just the opposite case. And kala harehi kachamosa, and daughter-in-law is the same case as the mother-in-law. It's the same relationship, just going up or going down. So Gemara says, so Rabbi Yehuda counts those two. So they don't count those two because it's the same case. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, he adds them. He says, Bishlama chamosa sanyula lekala. I understand why the mother-in-law hates her daughter-in-law. The amra ka'achla legir sanai, because she's eating all my hard labor. Elakala, like you asked, my taima sanyula chamosa. Rabbi Yehuda say, why does the kala hate the chamosa? Why would she hate her? So therefore, it's not inclusive. Well, if it's not inclusive, then why does she hate her? Why are you including it in your seven? In other words, by Rabbi Yehuda answering why these aren't included in already existing categories, he's knocking them out from the concept of hatred to begin with, so why is he including them into his brisa to say that they're not believed? And he says also, Zubishma Bas Baal, right, the stepdaughter, the Sanya Le'eshes Av. She hates her stepmother, the Amra Ka'achol Girsa De'im. My mother put all this hard work, and now this woman's stepping into her place. Ella Eshes Av, my time the son of Bas Baal. Why would the stepmother want to mess up the stepdaughter? What would that be? So the Gemara asks, okay, Ella my Mosif Tarti. So why do you include them? If you prove to me so much that they don't hate each other, there's no reason to hate them, then why are you including them in your brisa to say that they're not believed? So he gives no. they do hate them, but for different reasons. Right? So, Ella, Kala, my time of San Lechamosa. Why does the daughter-in-law hate the mother-in-law, and that should be willing to mess up her mother-in-law? The Megala Libina called the Avda. Because the mother-in-law tells her son, the husband, what's wrong with the daughter-in-law. She chirps about her daughter-in-law, and therefore the daughter-in-law hates her. Because she always points out all her flaws to her son or to her husband, and Eishes Av Nami, and also the stepmother Nami Sanya Labas Baal, she hates her stepdaughter. The Megala LaAvia called the Avda, because the daughter always points out the faults of the stepmother to her father. Yeah, it's not as good as mom. That one I get. And the step relationships I get. So the Rabbanon say, okay,
I'm all Lashon Hara stuff.
What? Okay, so you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara, fine. But once it's spoken, there's an impact halachically of what's going on. Therefore, we're not going to believe it. Just because you're not supposed to do something doesn't mean it doesn't have impact. All right, you're not supposed to speak bad about it.
You're not supposed to hate either.
But the Gemara Chachamim know that there's the psychology, and that tension exists, and therefore we're not going to matter Eishes Ish. We're not going to say, oh no, I'm not the Kabbalah Shem Hara, therefore go ahead and violate any Surim like that. You know, you're not going to do that. There's a practical aspect to it as well. Okay, so the Rabbanon think that.
You asked a lot of questions about mother-in-laws.
This is one of those Gemaras we got to be careful. Don't use proper names because you'll end up saying something that you'll regret. So the Rabbanan who said that the Kala and the Eishes Aviyah are together, the daughter-in-law and the mother-in-law are all considered one unit, and the stepdaughter and the stepmother are considered one unit. Well, why do we say that? The Rabbi Huda proved that it's different reasons. And if they're different reasons, they should be listed. By the Chabad putting them together, he only has five as opposed to seven. So he says, quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, "Kamayim haponim lapanim, kein leva adam laadam." Basically, he says it's water is in a mirror; it reflects. So the Gemara says, "Yeah, ain't a chami. If she hates me, I ain't her back." So we only need one reason. But the hatred is because of that one reason. The mother-in-law, the mother-in-law hates the daughter-in-law, and therefore it's included, right? So if the mother-in-law hates me, the daughter hates her right back. Right. So my mother and my daughter and my wife are going to learn the sugya later. They know, don't know, they're going to learn the sugya later. See, that's what I said. You got to be careful. No, too much.
Oh, I
care. Okay. So you see that it's reflective. It's a reflective property, and therefore it's the same reason. So the Yehuda says, no, that pasuk's not talking about this case. That pasuk about kamayim apanim lapanim kein leva adam la'adam, talking about reflecting hahi b'divrei Torah k'siv. That's talking about divrei Torah. That means if you show a love for Torah, it's going to reflect off of you and somebody else. It's a very big thing for mechanchim. You have to be very careful. Rashi says it's towards the bottom. He says it's the fourth wide line. B'divrei Torah k'siv lifi panim v'leiv shatan nosein l'Torah libcha omed l'cha la'amid girsa. The amount of time and effort and love that you show for the Torah, then you're going to be able to reflect it out. Im yagataba timsei. If you put the toil into it, then you're going to see it. Vimlo yagata lo timsei. Right, that's one case. It's a mountain effort that you put in. That's you're going to see the result. Lashon Acher im rabo masbi lo panim hu machbim imlo eno machim rabo. If the Rebbe puts in the effort, then you're going to learn. If the Rebbe doesn't put in the effort, it's a Rebbe who's bitter and broigest, and the kids are not going to get anything out of it. You have to have a Rebbe who loves to teach and to give. It's very true.
Masbi lo, as opposed to the other students. The Rebbe has a good relationship with you, right? Is that
Right, well, you and everybody else.
Maybe it's just you.
Well, you used to learn one-on-one. Now you learn in the classroom. I would apply it across the board.
Right. Sometimes you favors three students.
That's a problem also. That's probably good for those three students.
Maybe this is what you're saying.
It's probably for the
low.
Right. That's probably good for those three students, but it's a problem for everybody else.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Mishnah had mentioned that the mother-in-law is not believed now, right? But Amar of Acha bar Avia bo b'marava chamoso bo li'achamikan. What's the din of chamoso bo li'achamikan? Meaning, what about the Yavam's mother-in-law? Meaning the Reuven and Shimon are brothers from the father. Reuven has one mother, Shimon has another mother. Reuven dies, now his wife, if Reuven dies, his wife is then going to marry Shimon. So the Shimon's mother, also not believed, is she going to hate her as well because she has the potential to be her mother-in-law? Very strong, the feelings.
She knows her, so
Mi maska daita de misbal v'nafa kamei yavam. Does she have in her mind that, oh, if I give the testimony, then I'm going to give, if my husband, I'll mess her up, because if her husband dies, she'll marry my son, so therefore I'll mess her up now and say her husband died, and then her husband will come back and she'll be all messed up. Oh, right? This son yala. Oh, lo, or not? Okay, so tashma. Crazy.
that could impact her.
No, it's not. She's the mother-in-law.
She's the mother-in-law. My son is going to have to marry her.
Right. So will she testify? Does she hate her enough because of that potential to testify and say your original husband's dead, knowing full well that the husband's going to walk in and therefore she's going to be messed up? By her testimony, this woman will then marry her son. Then the original husband will come back. There's no impact on her son. What did her son do?
They had a kid.
But yeah, I know. It's
that much that you're willing to sacrifice your own.
I hear, and then you're having the son violate Eishes Ach, and you have the son all those things.
Some moms are potentially.
I hear you. I hear you.
Whoa,
I hear you. That's
I don't know. It's rough stuff, huh? Much like what you say, it's a plastic surgery.
Change the face. Look at everybody else. All right. So Tashma. So we learn in the Mishnah on tomorrow's daf. Following case, a woman goes with her husband to Medina Sayyam, V'amra meis baili, my husband died, V'yachar kach meis chami, and now, not only did my husband die, my father-in-law died. So therefore, my mother-in-law can now get married. Remember, the daughter-in-law hates the mother-in-law. So tinase v'sito ksuba, we believe her, right? V'chamosa asura, but her mother-in-law is not allowed to get married. My taima, chamosa asura, la mishun armina, lo baila meis, lo chamis mayas. We say that we don't believe her. No one died, so we're not going to let the mother-in-law. So Gemara says, we're going to say because she's coming to just mess up her mother-in-law, right? The sava the baiser shaite lo tasi the tartan, because when my, I guess she wants to mess up the mother-in-law because she wants to mess her up now. In other words, she says my husband died and my father-in-law died because she wants to just mess up her mother-in-law because she knows when her husband comes back, the husband and the mother-in-law are going to talk all bad about her. So she's willing to mess up her mother-in-law now. Like Mara says.
Would it make a difference if she said that the father-in-law died first?
I don't think so. So now they more answer the way you say. What do you mean now? Dilma Shani Hassan, the Ruggish State Tzara, they already had those conversations. She already hates her right now. It's not because of the future.
Not potential.
It happened. Exactly. I don't know what the Havim is. That's exactly the Gemara's answer. It's not potential. It's current. It's not like they weren't married yet. They're talking about her father-in-law. And
like Shimon's.
Right. This is the mother-in-law now. He hates her now. That's why she's not believed. They're not worried about. But there's no riot for future potential because they're talking about a case right now.
Right. But it's not the mission of mother-in-law. It's both ways.
Right.
Mother-in-law or the
right. Mother-in-law. I agree with you. Again, that's what the Gemara answers. The question is, what's the Havim? Okay. Next Mishnah. Okay. Eid echad, eid. There's an eid echad. So eid omer mace. We saw this a lot of these in the parak of Isha Rabba. So eid omer mace. So one witness comes and says that your husband died. Eid omer mace v'niseis, and she got married based on that testimony. Uba echad, and now another eid echad comes and v'amar lo mace and says that she doesn't get married. Hareze lo seitse, she doesn't come out. The second witness does not have enough koach to knock out the first witness. We're saying, they made a machnayim, and she got married based on that, and she's done. Fine. Eid Omer Mace. Now one eid comes and says he died. Ushnayim Omer Lo Mace. And two come and say that the husband didn't die. Afa Pisha Nisays. Even if she got married, Tetzay. Then she has to get divorced. So Gemara asked that we're talking about. The Eid Echad has a nemanus of two witnesses, so why should she get married? Okay. Shnayim Omrim, Mace, two say that she died, that the husband died, and she hasn't gotten married yet, the case is here. The Eid Omer Lo Mace, and one witness comes and says she didn't die. So Afa Pi Shalonises, even if she hasn't yet gotten married based on the testimony of the two, nevertheless, Tinase, we can ignore the one Eid that came afterwards, and we allow her to get married. So the Gemara says, the ratio of the Mishnah said, Eid Echad Meis V'Niseis, and Eid Echad comes and says that he didn't die, so lo teiseis. So time in the Niseis, it seems to be over here, only because we're keeping the status quo. The only reason why she can stay married is because she got married. Halo Niseis, the only reason why I believe in Eid Echad, the first Eid. But if she did not get married yet, lo tinase, then she can't get married based on the testimony of the first Eid. That doesn't work. V'am umar ula kol makam shemina Torah Eid Echad, any place the Torah believed to one witness, harei kanshnayim. We view it as if it's two. So that means the first witness who's believed is as if he's two. And then the second witness comes, he's only an Eid Echad. So even if she didn't get married, she should be able to get married because we have two against one. Halachically, we have two against one. Right? Rashi says, Hare Kachnaim, Hare Hu Kashuv Kishnaim. So Gemara says, the Eid Zavarav Shal Echad Makam Shnaim. The second Eid Echad cannot trump the first Eid Echad because the first Eid Echad is believed as two witnesses. And there's no place of one against two. So the Gemara says, no, you've misread the Mishnah. Hachik Amar. This is how you have to read the Mishnah. Eid Echad Omer Meis. If in one Eid comes and says that the husband died, V'tiruha lihinase, and therefore, based on that testimony, we permit her to get married, even if she hasn't gotten married yet, Uba Eid Echad Omer Lo Meis, and then another Eid Echad comes and says her husband didn't die, Lo Seitse Me Teira Harishon, she doesn't leave the original Heter. Meaning that first witness still counts as two, and she can still go ahead and get married, unless two witnesses come afterwards and say they didn't die.
And Eid Echad does not have the same koach as Shnayim, because the first is you need Beis Din, the second you don't.
The first?
If there's Eid Echad, you need Beis Din to allow her to marry. If there's two Eid Din, you don't need any Beis Din.
Okay, but they still believe, but the nemanus of what she's doing, Rashi says, V'lo teitz mitzvah rishon, dafkei tura kodem sheyavo Eid Shein yamachisho, v'albo kodem sheyitiru mode ula. It's only if they had the heter. Meaning once Beis Din accepted the testimony, that testimony is accepted as two. But if Rashi says, you're right, if one witness came and they didn't go to Beis Din yet, then that Beis Din did not get the approval, that witness did not get the approval of Beis Din, it doesn't have the status of two. But you're exactly correct, and that's what Rashi points out.
Not like one eight comes and another eight, both say the same thing, but like a week apart. Does that count as two or
not? It's a Hilchos Eidos. Sometimes you're mitzdarif, sometimes not. It's a Sanhedrin Sugya, but sometimes, yeah. Okay. Remember, I said you correct. That's what look at the Rashi. Lotetz meitera rishon v'dafka hitirua kodem sheyavo etchinem echisho. About ba kodem sheyitirua modula de lo samchina kama dakati lo achshivine kitrei. He's not considered two until he gets the approval in Beis Din. Okay. Eid Omer Meis. So one witness says that the husband died. V'shnayim Omer Lo Meis. And right, that case was in two, so they didn't die. So it's one against two. So even if she got married based on that first Eid, she has to leave the husband. So Pshita, it's Pashat. The Eid Devar Shel Echa B'Makom Shnayim. One witness cannot stand in two, even though we say he believed as two, but he's only believed, I guess, not against two. I don't know. All right, Eid Devar Shel Echa B'Makom Shnayim. So the Gemara says,
wait, but is the Vlad considered mamzer?
I guess Lamafreya would be a mamzer.
Even though the Beis Din allowed her to marry?
Yeah, that was the case. Yeah, that was the case in the Jirabo. That was that's what we asked in that parak. We were going nuts about that. Why that? Right, Rashi says, Eid Omer Meis, Ubo Eid of Amr Lo Meis, Pshita the Modi Ula, the Gabi Trey Chashik Kachag, Ubat the Velom Minashrey of Treininu. So an Eid Echad is believed by two, but not Legab against other two. The other two still would trump them. So the Gemara says, that's Pashat. So the Gemara says, no, Tzricha, the Psula Eidos. We're talking about all these cases where it's not Kosher Eidim not coming. It's the Psula Eidos, meaning it's a woman. We're talking about women who are testifying. It's one woman says married and two women says don't marry. So it's right, the Rabbi Mechamia, go according to Shita Rabbi Mechamia, the sign of Mechamia Omer, Kol Makom, Shemina Torah, Eid Echad, Holich Acharov Deos, and Asher Shtei Nashim Ish Echad, Kishnei Nashim Ish Echad. When it comes to a place, any place where the Torah believed in Eid Echad, which means we're allowing a non-kosher aid, we don't go according, usually we say, Al Pishnayim Eidim Yokum Davar, Trey Kameya. But when it comes to the eight echad cases, then we're going to start counting witnesses. Whoever, which one has more, counts. So in this case also, one woman came, and then two women came. So we believe eight echad, but we're still going to go according to rov deos. The rov deos here would be the two would trump the one. Yes, two always trump one. That's in kosher situations. Here we're just being approved to Rav Nechemiah that true two trumps one, even in eight echad situation, because we're going to go according to rov deos.
What do you mean within rov deos?
How many witnesses? 14 against 15. We're going according to the 15. In a normal situation where we have testimony, if two witnesses testify that A happened and 100 witnesses testify that A did not happen, it's trey or trey.
Right.
But in this case, if you had two say A and 100 say B, we're going to go with the 100. Because we go according to rov deos. We're leaving the realm of testimony.
Right. In what case? By issues? By this case?
Any place that we believe eight echad. Right, Rashi says, Ko makom shemina Torah eight echad, ain sham Torah's edus. We don't have we're not in the realm of edus anymore. Ki hechi dechad chashiv psule edus. If we're going to believe one, then we start believing even psule edus, right? So hilchah cholech achar rov deos. We go after rov deos. The ein alecha goes to the majority. The ein alecha livdog im kshirim psulim. We don't have to check whether the kasher edim psule edim. We're just going according to majority. Right, going according to numbers. And therefore, asu shtei nashim b'ish echad, kishnei nashim b'ish echad. So two women, right? If we're going to believe them, so two women equal one man, just like two men equal. Just we get two women would trump one man, just like two men would trump one man. So if Evi's amor, we can say no. We're learning Rav Nechemiah a different way. Kol heicha da asa eid echad kasher meikara afil mei nashim ke eid echad damyan. No, even in a situation of eid echad, we're not going to go to the point and say that the non-kosher eidim are just as good as the kosher eid. And let's say we have a case of eid echad, and the eid echad kasher comes, he's going to trump. So afil mei nashim ke eid echad damyan. We're not going. Okay, so one man says A, and 100 women come and say B. We're not going to say rov deos because we have a kosher eid over here. These are non-kosher eidim. We're going to say it's one against one. Ella can go into Asa Isha Mikara. Our case is where a woman came first, right? One woman came first, and then 100 women came afterwards. And therefore, we split it. Therefore, we have to say that the one aid still makes the 100 women take out the one aid, the one woman aid, because we go according to Rov Deos. And how do we explain Rav Nechemiah? V'tirtz Rav Nechemiah Hachi. Rav Nechemiah Omer, Kol Makom Shemina Torah Eid Echad, Holech Acha Rov Deos. If you believe one witness, you go according to the majority. V'asu Shtei Nashim B'Isha Achas, K'Shnei Anashim B'Isha Echad. So two women trump one woman, just like two men will trump one man. Aval Shtei Nashim B'Isha Echad, but two women against one man, that's Kepagel Pagadam. That's a split, that's 50-50, that's Eidus Mokashos, and I guess you would go only according to the whoever came first, I guess. So the Mishnah said one testifies mace, yes, and two say didn't die.
Two kosher.
No, so the Gemara says, we're saying we're talking about Psula Eidus, because the Gemara says if it's kosher Eid says dead, and two kosher Eidim say they don't die, well that's Pshita. So Gemara says, no, we're learning the Mishnah according to Shita of Rav Nechemiah, which is going according to Rov Deos, meaning one non-kosher aid says dead, and two non-kosher aidim say not dead. We're still going to go according to two non-kosher aidim.
Aidim saying is not a kosher.
Right, aid. Both psula aidos. That's what Gemara says, lo tzricha psula aidos. We're talking about psula aidos over here. And
this is also good Shita to learn with your wife. They'll also appreciate it.
Psula aidos, okay. Okay.
He's changing the whole.
Right. Because otherwise it's pashut. Otherwise, if it's a kosher eid says A and two kosher eidim say B, then you definitely go by two kosher eidim because two trump one. We're just changing it. We're talking about psula eidus. And it's going according to Shita Rav Nechemiah. Okay. So Shnai, and the next last piece in the Mishnah was two said they're dead and one said they didn't die. So even though she hasn't gotten married yet, then she can get married based on the two. So now it's pshita. That's also pashut. So what are you going to come tell? Either it's talking about kosher eidim and it's pashut. And talking about psula eidus, well, that's Rav Nechemiah. We go according to the majority. We just learned that in the previous case. So my kamash malon, b'psula eidus, Rav Nechemiah, the azul basar of deos, hainu hach. That's what we just said. So Gemara says, but the first case was going to chumra, now we're going to kula. Even going according to Rav Nechemiah, even the kula. to allow her to get married. Ma'u the tema kizlin basar of deos lechumra aval kulo kamash malan, that even according to kulo, which is permitting her to get married, we're still going to go according to rov deos. You might think that eid echad and we go according to rov deos lechumra because it's easy to be machbir, but you're going to take psule eidos and take the majority and then now allow her to get married. That's what the next part of the Mishnah comes to say. Okay, let's read the next Mishnah and tomorrow we'll pick up by the Gemara. Okay.
Well, so let's say the proof is better. Let's say the one has a better proof.
So I don't know. That's with all eidos and stuff like that.
Video or whatever.
I don't know if video is admissible. I hear you. So that's what the basin has. That's Hillel's basin to figure out what questions they have to ask and do that.
It goes by investigation.
It seems here that you just go according by the numbers. Two again. You have no. There's no other independent testimony. We'll leave it like that. There's no independent and verifiable information. Just the word of these witnesses. Okay. So now,
there comes of cases like this after the war.
They
did an investigation.
Let's just finish the Mishnah. You have to have an investigation. They investigated and they found nothing else.
Let's say two Adim come and say,
you have to rest. Two Adim inside a second. If one, you have one guy here, this is the problem that you've. If there's one person, of course you have to investigate. They investigate until they can't figure it out anymore.
Right.
Okay, two cops. You have to investigate?
I don't think so. I think
no,
stay.
Culture,
stay. That's it.
That's Adam.
You investigate. Okay. The Mishnah says continues. You have two women. In the case of the Mishnah now is you have two women who were married to a man. They're tzaros to each other. And they came back. They came back from Dinas Hayam with their husband. Achas Omeris Mace. One says the husband died, but Achas Omeris Lomes. And one says the husband did not die. He's still over there. So Zosha Omeris Mace. She's believed, right? She's believed that her husband died. But Zosha Amera's low mace, the one who says that she didn't die, right? Lo tina save lo tisal kzubasa. She cannot get remarried. She's not going to ksuba. A, she said he didn't die. B, oh, you believe in her, but the co-wife is a hater of this wife, so you can't believe her.
You believe both of them.
You believe both of them in this case, right? For themselves, it's a total split.
Right. You can't, yeah.
It's nonsensical almost, right? Because either he's dead or he's not dead.
Right.
We're saying no. For the guy by her, he's dead. The guy by her, he's not dead. Okay. Achas Omeris Mace. One said that he died, but Achas Omeris Neharag, and one said he was killed. They both testify that he's no longer with, that he expired. It's the question about the means of his expiration. Right? Rabbi Meir Omer, Hol Umachisho Zo Zo Hare Elu Yinasu. Well, they're lying. What? They're definitely lying because they're conflicting testimony. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Hol Zo Zo Modus Ein Kayim Yinasu. Both agree that he's dead. They're just arguing how he went about dying. Who cares? They both agree he's dead. So they both get married. They both testify that he's dead. Let them both get married and get the ksuba.
Machisho's not for innovation? One says he's alive, one says he's dead.
But therefore, they're machishos, and therefore, we only believe one and not the other. Right, so why is there a may argue there?
Right.
Yeah.
So, look at Rashi. Ugumar parich v'lichlog nami Rav Meir b'reisha, the Zosho Mer's maze, lo tinase. They also tested, why is there a may argue in the Reisha? We'll get to that, okay. Everyone, like so many Rashi's guys from a copy, so I guess the Gemara is clear. So, next case. Eid Omer Mace. One witness testifies that the husband died, and before she gets married, or even get married, Eid Omer Lomes. Another witness comes and says she doesn't die. Or Ish Omer is Mace. One woman says that he died, and another woman comes and says, V'Ish Omer is Lomes. Not to die. So this is prior to a psak of Beis Din. Harezo lo sinase. She can't get married because you have Eidos Mucheshes.
We already said it on previous mission.
The Eidos Mucheshes.
We have it before they decide it.
Right. So Rashi says, Ho lubaso shnia kodem sheyatiru al pirishon. Before the heter was given, afilu shnia zot sarasa. Even the second one is his heart sara. That's interesting. Osrasa. Right, Uba Gemara between La High Stomach Rav Meir, Darmat Tzrosa Nami Mechashala. They want to say this going according to Rav Meir because Rav Meir has a shita that Tzara can contradict her. I know, so that's where we're going to go. This is Gemara going to ask us. We're going according to Rav Meir that does give some permission to the Tzara that the Tzara can't not believe on her own, but the Tzara is believed to contradict her other testimony.
It's only four then. He said,
we'll see. It's going to Shita Rav Meir. We'll get to that also. Okay, we'll stop here.